You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. We are rejoicing because we are looking to Jesus. We are rejoicing because we are trusting in Jesus. Welcome to this hour of Thank You, Jesus prayer time. Amen. I am Mika, and you are blessed. Hallelujah. This is a time where we are just praying. Amen. We're keeping it simple, and we're keeping it in the place of prayer. Hallelujah. We are praying to the Lord God Almighty. So as we come into this place, trust and believe that your every need, that your every situation, that your every worry, that your every stress, that your every issue, that your everything, God knows, God hears, and God is responding. Amen. God is responding. He is responding to us. He's a God with nothing is too hard for him. Hallelujah. So let us just take this moment. Let us just take this second on this day, this National Day of Prayer, and let us fall into the posture of prayer and worship and praise and thanksgiving unto God. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we adore you. Heavenly Father, we're calling to you. Heavenly Father, we're looking to you. Heavenly Father, we need you. Heavenly Father, there's so much we don't understand, and there's so much that we don't know. And so, God, we just fall at your feet, waiting and trusting that you will give us the knowing, that you will soothe, hallelujah, the fears and the concerns, that you will tend to the frustrations, that you will forgive us our sins. We thank you for forgiving us our sins, O God. We thank you for cleaning us and washing us and purifying us, O God. Some of us here, O God, are very much in a little faith place. Some of us are in a no faith place. Some of us are in a strong faith place. Some of us are in a doubting place. Some of us are in an unbelieving place. Some of us are in a confident place. Some of us are in a steadfast place. Some of us, O God, are in a believing place. I thank you that no matter where we are, O God, we don't have to be perfect before you. You are our perfecter. And so we thank you for perfecting us and grooming us and tending to us and growing us, O God. We thank you for speaking to us in this place, O God. We thank you for healing, O God, healing bodies and healing minds and healing hearts and healing organs and healing relationships and healing, hallelujah, circumstances and healing, O God, traumas, and you are healing. We thank you for your healing grace on this day, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your presence right now. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. Your presence wherever we may be, in our homes, in our offices, hallelujah, in our cars, hallelujah, in our bedrooms, in our living rooms, at our kitchen tables, wherever we may be, on the go. God, we look to you and we say hallelujah. We say hallelujah, hallelujah to your name, O God. Hallelujah, because you are the great I am. Hallelujah, because you are Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider. We say hallelujah because you are the way maker. We say hallelujah because you are the miracle worker. We say hallelujah because when it looks a mess and is a mess to us, oh God, your moving and your speaking disrupts, hallelujah, and creates pockets and places and situations and environments and relationships of peace and promise. And so, God, we say hallelujah. We say hallelujah for the opportunity, oh God, to pray right now and speak to you, oh God. We say hallelujah to the healthy communication. Teach us healthy communication, oh God. We thank you that the starting place is with you, oh God. In the healthy communication, we're not the only ones. We're not doing all the talking, but we're also quieting ourselves to listen to what you say, to what thus saith the Lord. And so, Lord God, we thank you for teaching us how to be slow to speak, slow to anger, quick to listen. Thank you for instilling healthy communication, oh God, in us, that we can carry that into the workplace, that we can carry healthy communication into our homes, healthy communications. This is the Holy Spirit. Healthy communication in our marriages, healthy communication in our personal relationships, healthy communication in our friendships. Even listen to this, healthy communications with strangers, healthy communication with our foes. Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God is saying to some of us, one of us, all of us, I don't know, maybe just me, that it's healthy communication. Thank you for teaching us how to have the hard conversations in the healthy way. Hallelujah. The soft conversations in the healthy way. The highly charged, emotionally charged conversations in a healthy way. Thank you, oh God, for teaching us. When maybe we haven't been taught on the earth, teach us, oh God, to be more communicative. Hallelujah. Teach us, oh God, to be more expressive, or maybe even to function in self-control. Teach us, oh God, how to listen more. Yes, Lord. Teach us, oh God, how to love and judge less, love more and judge less. Teach us, oh God, hallelujah, Rabbi Shaya, when the emotions are high, to just sit before we respond. Oh, Jesus, teach us, oh God. We thank you for the relationships that you set us in, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for reminding us that they are not perfect and we are not perfect. Hallelujah. And so in the midst of imperfection, oh God, we have to rely on the perfection of you to teach us to step back, oh God. Teach us, oh God, that as we're praying to you regarding a thing, to see the little things that you're doing, oh God, and not neglect or overlook the little things because we're so focused on the major thing and how we want you to do the thing, Heavenly Father. And so maybe you're choosing to do it in increments. Inch by inch, milli by milli. Yes, Lord. And sometimes you'll do a major leap, a major move. But God, help us to not try to control you and how to do that which we're praying for, but to celebrate in the littles. We thank you for blessing the relationships today. Blessing us in our relationship life, oh God, in our personal relationship life, in our work relationship life, in our social relationship life, in our comings and goings relationship life. Yes, but even people that we'll meet for a second and maybe never see them again, Lord God, teach us how to do relationships in a healthy way, in a loving way, in a way that is not through the filtrations of our traumas and our hurts and our disappointments and our rejections and our unfortunate experiences, Lord God. Heal us, O God. Restore our souls, O God. Renew our minds, O God. Give us a fresh perspective, O God. An outlook, O God. Holy Spirit, whisper a word to us, O God, that reflects the promise and the will and the plan that our Father who art in heaven has for us, Heavenly Father. We say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We say thank you right now. We thank you for this place. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for how you're moving. We thank you that you hear us. We thank you that you see us. We thank you that your hand is on us. We thank you for ordering our steps. We thank you, O God, for softening our hearts. We thank you, O God, for helping us to let go of that which we need to let go of and helping us, O God, to hold on to that which we need to hold on to. We say thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you that you are with us in the hospital room. We thank you that you are with us, O God, in the marketplace. We thank you, O God, that you are with us in the meetings. We thank you, O God, that you are with us in the speaking engagements. We thank you, O God, that you are with us in the mundane things, in the boring things. We thank you, O God, that you are with us and guiding us in the job search. We thank you, O God, for the doors that you are opening. We thank you, O God, for how you're reconciling. We thank you, O God, for leading us in ministry matters. We thank you, O God, for wisdom. We thank you, O God, hallelujah, for understanding. We thank you, O God, for knowledge. We thank you, O God, for revelation. We thank you, O God, for making a way. We thank you, O God, hallelujah, for comforting in those mourning places, in those grieving places, O God. We thank you. We thank you for your angels, O God, that are dispatched right now to each and every single one of us under the sound of my voice to minister, O God. We thank you for divine protection. We thank you for divinely intervening. We thank you, O God, for frustrating the plans of the wicked one. We thank you, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. In every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we shall condemn. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for teaching us how to walk in the power and in the authority that you've given us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for revealing to us who we are in you, that we can walk and talk in the fullness of our true identity, Lord God. We thank you for making us bold. We thank you, O God, for refining, hallelujah. We thank you, O God, for dealing with us in those places where insecurity, hallelujah, is functioning and operating and taking charge of our life. We thank you, Lord. Yes, God. We thank you, hallelujah, for getting us in the right alignment and correction and causing that ego and pride, hallelujah, to get under our feet, hallelujah, and to function and walk and think and move in humility. We thank you, O God, hallelujah, for teaching us how to submit to you in all things, in everything, that we are submitting to you, resisting the devil, and seeing the devil flee, hallelujah, out of our lives. We thank you, oh God, for teaching us and making us aware of the thoughts that we must take captive, hallelujah, and bring it into the obedience of Christ. We thank you for the armor of God, hallelujah, that we put on right now. We thank you for the helmet of salvation that we put on. We thank you for the breastplate of righteousness that we put on. We thank you for the shield of faith and the sword which is the word of God that we put in our right and left hand. We thank you for girding our waist with the belt of truth. We thank you, oh God, for shodding our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We thank you, Lord God, for the new thing that you're doing in this season, oh God. We thank you, hallelujah, Rabasata Bashaya, that even when we are weary, oh God, we thank you for not allowing us to give up, oh God, not allowing us to stop, oh God, not allowing us to quit, oh God. We thank you, hallelujah, for reminding us today that every place the soles of our feet shall tread, that place, that thing, that environment, you have given it unto us. We thank you, oh God, for revealing to us today and reminding us today that with you all things are possible. That we thank you, oh God, that we can do all things through Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. Who strengthens us. We can do, I can do, you can do all things through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Ayaraboshia, for being our strength. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, that when we are weak, your strength is made perfect. We thank you that the joy of the Lord is our strength. We pray for the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah, Rabasaya. We pray for your shalom, oh God, for your peace. Hallelujah, Rabasaya, Ndaraya Raboshia. We thank you for your peace, oh God, your peace in our minds, your peace in our hearts, your peace in our souls. We thank you for your peace in our relationships, your peace in our unions, your peace, hallelujah, Rabasaya, in the public places, your peace on the campuses, your peace in every nation. We thank you, oh God, for your peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, oh God, for your angels that are warring on our behalf in the spirit realm and dealing with those powers and dealing with the principalities. We thank you, oh God. We tear down the strongholds. Reba Shandarabosia. We thank you, oh God. Neba Sandaraboshia. That what we may see, hallelujah, and what we may hear, hallelujah, and what we may feel, hallelujah. We thank you that you are a God that still does miracles, signs, and wonders. We thank you, oh God, for your resurrecting power. We thank you, oh God, for your restoring grace. We thank you, oh God, Abashandaya, for renewing. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We renounce and denounce every word and every action that we have engaged in that doesn't align, hallelujah, with what you're saying. We thank you, oh God, for this opportunity right now to agree with you, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, no matter what it smells like, no matter what it feels like. Today, oh God, this day, oh God, we choose to agree with you. Now, God, we need to hear from you. We need to hear from heaven. What do you say regarding the condition? What do you say regarding the situation? What do you say regarding the job? What do you say regarding the person? What do you say, Lord God? What do you say? What do you say? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your glory right now. What do you say concerning the ministry? What do you say concerning the next move? What do you say, oh God? What do you say regarding our financial situation? What do you say, oh God? What do you say? May we agree what you say. What do you say when it comes to us? What do you say? I hear the Holy Spirit saying, I say you're healed. I say you're whole. I say you're blessed. I say it is well. I say you are able. I have equipped you. I say that I qualified you. Come on, I hear the Lord saying. So when I say I, it's God speaking to us. Yes, we serve a living God. Amen. Hallelujah. So he speaks back. Yes. I say you are the chosen one. I say that you are the called one. I say, hallelujah, you are blessed in the city. I say you are blessed in the field. I say you are blessed in your comings. I say you are blessed in your goings. I say you are blessed when you sit down. I say you are blessed in the fruit of your womb. I say you are blessed when you lay down. I say you are blessed when you sleep. Come on, somebody. I'm agreeing with the Lord God. I say your youth is renewed like the eagles. I say, hallelujah, rabasaya. I say your business is blessed. I say your ministry is blessed. I say you are blessed. I say, hallelujah, the blessing of the Lord that maketh you rich and addeth no sorrow is on you. I say, hallelujah, rabasandaya. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I hear the Lord saying, I say I'm fixing it. I say I'm working it in your favor. I say I'm adding unto you. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness in all things, all things, all things, all things, all things. Hallelujah. Will be added. Listen, y'all, I know I feel the Holy Spirit. I think my eyes have been closed more than they've been open. I say I'm adding unto you. I say I'm causing you to be fruitful and multiply. I say, Rabashaya, that dry place, I'm watering it. I say, hallelujah, I'm restoring. I say that I'm restoring the years that the canker worm and the palmer worm come out consumed. I say I'm plaguing the situations and the things, hallelujah, and the forces that's moving behind the people. I'm plaguing that which is plaguing you. I say, oh, yes, Lord. I say it's your season. Come on. I say it's your time. Rebasaya. I say you're next. I say I'm doing that which man says is impossible. Come on, receive that which is for you. Hallelujah. I say now is the time. I say now start the thing. Oh, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. I say, start it. You may not have, I don't know who the Lord is speaking to. You may not have all the things that that the world says you need, or even that, like to start that business or to start that project. To start whatever it is, you may need a certain amount of money in your bank account. You may need, you know, a certain credit score. You may need all these things. God says, I believe that the Lord is saying, started with where you are now, with what you have now. God is a God. I'm being reminded even right now how Jesus provided and fed over 5,000 men, not counting the women and children, off of 2 fish and 5 loaves. I say that that little is more than enough. I say, God says, I'm breathing on that little. I hear the Lord. I say, be faithful in the little. I say, stop focusing on the big that you want and get into this, the little, and be thankful for the little. Jesus lifted up the little and gave thanks to God. Let us be thankful in the little and not disdain or despise the little. You may see where there's more areas empty than that's full in these pockets and these slots. It needs to be filled with whatever. God says, be thankful for where you are and what it looks like now, and see me do that which you can't even imagine. I hear even and see the Lord even taking that too in our relationship. Like, be thankful in the little, 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 in the little. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Be thankful even with the little faith, the little patience, the little joy, the little peace. And see God multiply that. When you find yourself having just a little bit of peace, rejoice, celebrate, and be thankful in that, and see God multiply. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Pay attention to when God responds and answers even the littlest of prayer, the simplest of prayer. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, let me just have a parking spot in the front. Celebrate that and see. God, if you're answering this, you're answering all the things. Because you're not like us, God. Hallelujah. Where some things are doable and some things are not. Come on, somebody. They're all doable. They're all doable. To God. With God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I heard just a little bit ago, God said, I say apply. Apply. I don't know what it's to. Apply. He said, apply. Apply. And then now I'm here. Apply yourself. Hallelujah. Let's apply ourselves in a more excellent fashion. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for teaching us to have a faithful walk with you, oh God, and an obedient walk with you, and a submissive walk with you, oh God. Hallelujah. What words and things need to be put through your filtration system, oh God, so that we can see it correctly, oh God, and hear it correctly, oh God, and be one with it, oh God, in a joyfully, oh God, and prayerfully, oh God. We say thank you today. Thank you, oh God. Thank you for the things that we may take for granted, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, for our voice. Thank you, oh God, for our movement in our limbs. Thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for the things that we show us even right now. What are things that we take for granted? Being able to drink water, being able to eat. Thank you, oh God. Thank you for the doctors. Thank you for the medicine. Thank you for the vitamins. Thank you for the supplements. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, I just thought in this moment with all the predicament of the world and all the protests and all the things that's happening. What happens when we all come together and say, Hallelujah, and look to God, Hallelujah, and let Him deal with the frustrations, Hallelujah, and let Him deal with all the emotions, Hallelujah, and let Him deal with all the injustice, Hallelujah, and let Him deal with the evil, Hallelujah, and let Him deal with ourselves, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. We worship You, Lord. Hallelujah. What happens when we put more worship on it than worry? Hallelujah. Ooh. Hallelujah. You are able, God. Hallelujah. We trust You, Lord. Hallelujah. We need You, Lord. Hallelujah. We choose to wait for You, Lord. Hallelujah. We choose to lean on You, Lord. Hallelujah. And not our own understanding. Hallelujah. Lead us, O God. Hallelujah. Teach us to depend on You, Lord. Hallelujah. Help us, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. We pray for a heaven on in earth. Hallelujah. Thine kingdom come, Thine will be done. Hallelujah. In earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Forgive us, Lord, this day. Hallelujah. Help us to forgive those who trespass against us, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank You for our daily bread. Hallelujah. Thank You, O God. Hallelujah. I'm reminded. Thank You, Heavenly Father. I'm reminded by the Holy Spirit how when the children of Israel were in the wilderness traveling from Egypt, from that place of bondage, on the way to their promised land. Come on. For somebody, all the bodies, anybody, everybody, God said, you're on the way to. It will not be like this forever. Hallelujah. And so as they were traveling with the Lord, following God through following Moses, they cried out and prayed for food, and God provided every time. They cried out. Every time they prayed and asked. Every time. No matter if they started complaining after. No matter how seemingly ungrateful. No matter how seemingly unbelieving. We see the goodness of God and His grace. That every time. That them being His children. We are His children. Every time. God responded in their favor. And God is responding in your favor, and God is responding in our favor. And so they prayed and cried for food, and God provided manna, hallelujah, in a supernatural fashion. We thank You, oh God, for Your supernatural. We don't know how You're going to provide, but we know that You are providing. We don't know how You're going to do it. We don't even see it coming, but we thank You, oh God. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, neither have entered into the heart of man that which You have planned, O God. For those of us who love You. And God gave them instruction that in each day take enough for the day, and I'm going to provide for tomorrow. But what I give you today is sufficient. And so don't get stuck on what about what tomorrow. Be in the now. The scripture says in Hebrews 11, it's a now faith. Now faith. Now faith. Thank you, Jesus. Now faith. Now faith. Now faith. Now faith. Now faith. Thank you, Lord. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Teach us, Lord God, to live in the now. There's a speaking and the blessing and the opportunities that come in the now that we can miss. Hallelujah. Because we're in the next. Okay, what's next? Okay, what's next? Somebody said, Let's be in this now. Ooh, Jesus. Teach us to be in the now relationship with you. Thank you, God. That requires us to slow down. That requires us, hallelujah, to be maybe subversive to the go, go, goes and the doing, 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 then the hustle, hustle, hustle. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That in the season that we're in and that the season that we're embarking upon, faith is required. Thank you, Lord. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. That substance and that evidence is what God shows us in the dream, is what God speaks to us, hallelujah. Even, like from our bellies inward, just with a putting an impression on us. That substance and that evidence is what we find in Scripture, hallelujah, and what the Holy Spirit leads us to regarding whatever it is that we're seeking Him on. Scripture says that the just, we live by faith. We walk by faith. Not by sight. This is a faith time. How are you going to see it come to pass? By faith. By working your faith. Hallelujah. It's by faith. By speaking, hallelujah, faith. Ah, shanderabo sotoyo. Thank you, Lord God. How are you going to achieve? How are you going to do? By faith. Hallelujah, someone. And that faith is, it's a doing, but it's a doing in faith. It's a living in the place of being, Shandarabasaya. The Lord is speaking to me while He got me speaking to you. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, Lord. But it's a living in a speaking and a being led by the Spirit. And following the instructions and being diligent in the workings as He orchestrates. Thank you, Lord. It's getting in a secret place and being and abiding in Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, I want to read Romans chapter 4. It says, what shall we say then? that Abraham, our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found. For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Hallelujah. It was counted unto him for righteousness. We thank you, O God. Let us walk by faith I want to read chapter same chapter starting now. We're going to skip down to chapter verse 17. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 17 says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead. And we got to remember Abraham, Sarah's womb was as good as dead. They were past, this was now an impossible. And what does it say about Abraham? When God spoke an impossible to him, whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, which calleth those things that be not as though they were. So while we're in faith, is not seeing it with our natural eyes, and calling it based off of how we see it with our spiritual eyes. Hello? Hello? Is it me you're looking for? Yes, Lord! Verse 18. Who against hope, that we're still talking about Abraham, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. So it didn't look like a hopeful situation. It looked like the situation was going to be forever and is getting worse and is dead and this is it. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken. So shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. What weakens our faith? Considering, hallelujah, the things on the earth, considering what we're seeing with our natural eyes, considering what we're hearing with our ears, considering what man is saying, considering what our feelings are saying, considering, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. He ignored, hallelujah, the condition of his body now dead. He didn't consider that. He considered solely what God said. Ooh, I'm speaking to myself. God's speaking to all of us. We must consider solely what God is saying. We must consider solely what God is showing us. When he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Come on, considering, amen, creates a staggering situation. Hallelujah. Just worsens into an unbelieving situation. But he was strong in faith. Strong in faith. Giving glory to God and fully persuaded that what God had promised, God was able to also perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. We're going to stop right there. Let's spend some time with those verses. Hallelujah. Especially 18 through 22. Faith. We're not considering outside of faith. Hallelujah. We're not considering outside of faith. What God said, God is causing to come to pass in Jesus' name. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Yaer Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasim Lacha Shalom. God bless you in Jesus' name. And remember, with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. God bless in Jesus' name. I'll see you next week. Amen.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.